Welcome to 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken. I'm here with the host of 7 Second Delay and the king of the zingers, Andy Breckman Man, who's the guy who they're singing about.
I'll be right with you, Ken.
On that song. The theme song to the program, 7 Second Delay. Andy's doing a live performance or appearance tomorrow at New York University, if you're in the neighborhood. Stop by, 3 p.m.
I'll be right there, Ken.
Conveniently located right near Washington Square Park. Andy's going to be talking to a class full of screenwriters at NYU.
Yeah.
And the public is invited. Good time to hit Andy up for a job on his new TV show, Probable Cause, the name of it.
The public is not invited.
Oh, not invited.
I've met the public. We don't get along.
But where is it going to be?
They don't like me. I'm not fond of them.
So people know what part of NYU to avoid.
I don't know. It's
you're speaking it to a class tomorrow.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
How do you agree to such things?
I don't know. You know what happens?
What?
Tell me if this doesn't happen to you. Somebody calls you.
Yeah.
They say, do you want to do this and that? And they give you a date that's way, way, way in the future. And you figure, that's never going to actually come around. That day will never really be here.
Yeah.
Or I'll be dead if it ever gets here. I mean, yeah. that's a month and a half away.
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
And then as it gets closer and closer, it's what the hell did I agree to do?
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, I'm always surprised that I don't die.
Right.
And it's always, the date's always here and I'm not dead.
And what happened, do you have any techniques for when people ask you if they can meet you, you know, for just an hour next week or something? I've just found a really good technique for dealing
with
that.
To avoid those people?
Yeah. My reflex reaction now, no matter what, because I'm so bad, just like you, about saying no.
Yeah.
And then my schedule gets so filled up with stupid stuff.
Exactly. Do you say, let me get back to you?
No, I say, next week's completely filled for me. Could we possibly do it the week after? And then
what if they say, how's that Tuesday?
It still cuts it. It's amazing how much that cuts it down, though. It does. Sometimes people do come back with a date the following week, but it really cuts it down a lot. Do you have
try
any?
This one?
Okay.
I can't talk to you right now. My neighbor's wife has just been kidnapped. And then just hang up.
Okay. Neighbor's wife kidnapped. Okay. I'll try it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Because what can they say? No. Let me look at the calendar. Yeah. Let's find another date.
Yeah. Does it have to be neighbor's wife?
I think neighbor's wife makes it sound plausible.
Oh, yeah, because you're watching it happen.
Well, yeah, but also if it's your wife, they'll want to get involved.
Right. They'll offer to help you and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Wow, you have all the Hollywood techniques down.
Yeah.
So do we know who's starring in your new TV show yet, Probable Cause?
Well, I don't know, but maybe, I don't know, if you know, please tell me.
Okay.
It's of great interest to me.
So there's no campaigns underway, people lobbying for it or anything?
I think we're just getting to that phase.
Mm-hmm.
That phase in show business is called that phase.
Yeah.
And a lot of the actors would want to read a script, but there's no script yet.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I've got to write one of them scripts.
You got a whole summer series and no scripts.
Maybe I'll just transcribe an old episode of Castle and just change some of the names.
Of what? Castle?
Yeah, you know that show Castle?
No.
No, it's an old show.
About chess?
Castle, no. Castle's like a guy and a girl. They're solving crimes. They're flirting. They're finding bodies.
It sounds just like Probable Cause.
Exactly.
All right.
That's how you do it, buddy.
Okay.
That's how you do it. You transcribe old shows that have been on the air before, and then you do something called search and replace. Change some of the names.
Uh-huh. I think it's also known as plagiarism.
Yeah, I've heard that word.
Yeah,
I've heard that word.
Doesn't mean anything to you?
Well, they call, they talk to me about where I got this idea or that idea, and you know what I say?
What?
Can't talk right now, my neighbor's wife just been kidnapped.
Aha!
Click. Click.
It all comes together.
Hey, let's try that. We can try that today on today's show.
Yeah.
How are you doing, buddy? Enough about me. What did you do today? Wait, you have a new business or something?
Yeah.
How's that working?
It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
It's like a startup company?
Kind of.
Wait, hold
on.
So you're doing this station manager gig.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying to keep good music off the air.
Exactly. And it's not easy sometimes.
You're the champion of crap.
I screwed up today.
I know things slip in. I heard a lot of Beach Boys.
I know.
Boys.
Irwin played 3 hours of Beach Boys today. Almost every song had a melody.
Ken, you're just human.
There were harmonies.
You're not perfect.
I know. It's because I've been so busy trying to set up this other
company.
So
you're doing, you have this full-time gig, keeping crap on the air and keeping good music off.
Right.
And now you have a startup company, right?
Yeah.
And what's your startup company?
It's a project called Audience Engine.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, you don't care.
No. And but it's taking up a lot of your time, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Now, is this a for-profit company?
Yes, it is.
A for-profit company?
It's a subsidiary of WFMU.
Wait, hold on.
We have
WFMU. WFMU is a non-profit entity.
It is a charity, yes.
It's a charity. But you can have a subsidiary that will make money.
Yes. You are allowed to do that.
And what will happen to the money you make? Let's say, God willing, your audio, what is it called? Audience engine.
Right.
God willing, you've stumbled onto something.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually...
Which I have.
Good. And it's going to make... And it actually will be successful.
Going to make millions of dollars.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, first, the investors... The investors first...
We'll want to
make out like bandits.
Yes.
The people who were wise enough and lucky enough to invest early on.
Yeah. I'm not one of them, am I? Thank God.
Well, I just wanted to actually ask you if you would consider investing.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. There's something happening next door at my neighbor's house.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, my God. I see cop cars all over. Ken, I'm going to have to call you back.
That's not your neighbor's wife.
Okay.
That's your neighbor's aunt. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. So what happens to the money? Let's suppose you do clear, you do net $1 million next year. What happens to the money? Does it go to FMU?
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
But is that on paper? Is that guaranteed?
Yes. Yeah.
I see. So it's a way for FMU to make money.
Yeah.
So last year's marathon, but also
to do some social good, Andy. I know that's a foreign concept for you. We're trying to help.
What's your angle?
We're trying to help independent media and investigative reporters.
Mm-hmm. and make money.
Yep.
Oh, I don't see how that could fail.
Can't fail.
And what's your, okay.
That's why I want you to invest.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. There's a ransom call coming in at my neighbor's house.
Any amount from 25 to 100,000. You decide.
That's the only choice?
No, you can do more than 100,000.
Oh, you can go north of 100,000.
Yes, you can go more than 100,000.
Well, then I imagine you can go south of 25 grand.
You can go a little south of 25 grand.
So you're saying last year's marathon was the last marathon that this station will ever need to do?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Because this business is not not planned to be highly profitable for another 4 or 5 years.
I so admire you, Ken.
Thank you. I admire you, too.
You have gumption.
Is gumption good?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But you told me I had spunk once. You've got it coming out your butt. Oh, wait, hold on. That's not gumption.
See, that's how you do it.
That's comedy, buddy. That's how you do it. That's textbook. That's radio comedy.
I know. Same thing happened when you told me I had spunk.
Yeah.
Then I found out what spunk was.
Or the spurts. They're all synonymous. You've got the spurts.
Well, spunk
Man,
and spurts.
That business idea sounds great, Ken. You got the spurts.
Gumption and Santorum. The same thing.
Oh, you're the funniest guy ever.
The frothy mix. Oh, we'll leave it there.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Yeah, so.
This is fantastic.
We have
what great foreplay this has been. One for the records. Don't you like how I've come to play?
PMD wants to know if anyone can invest in Audience Engine. Yes, indeed, PMD.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Where can they send their check for $80,000?
To ken@wfmu.org.
Sure.
Or great. Just email me at ken@wfmu.org. I'll send you back a prospectus.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll send you a prospectus, too. Contact me, too.
What's your email, Andy?
My email is not ken@wfmu.org. N-O-T-K-E-N @wfmu.org.
Wow. That's a great email address.
It is. And
I want that one.
Yeah. And I want one. Listen, if you have another $80,000 check just hanging around, you don't even have to use two envelopes. We're going to save you the price of a stamp. Put both your checks, the one for Ken and the one for me.
So tonight's topic is funny, 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 funny dementia stories.
Yeah. Everyone has one. Everyone has a mother or an aunt or a grandparent. That's slipping mentally.
I had a, or still do, I suppose. Still have a, stepmother.
Does she know who you are when you visit?
Nope.
How lucky is she?
Yeah.
And it's actually a great, great area to do a show about because...
they don't know who you are.
They don't know what we're doing. They can't protest. They can't be offended.
Unless somebody explains it to them.
Well, then they'll be offended for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the longest, at least my mother seems to be able to retain anything.
And then it's gone.
Blissfully gone. She's the happiest person I know.
So they'll be angry at you only for 8 minutes. It's like a dream come true.
I know. She is so happy. She thinks she's down the shore. She thinks she's at family reunions.
So
she
that's
is
the,
in her own world. Yeah.
That is the topic tonight. We're
Can I give you my funny, 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 funny dementia story?
Well, let's give out the phone number first, and then we'll hear your funny, funny story. The phone number here is 201-209-9368, looking for your funny Alzheimer's or dementia stories.
And we're not saying Alzheimer's is something to laugh at.
Not at all.
Except we want to spend the hour laughing at it.
There's humor to be found everywhere.
Yeah. Except here.
Most weeks.
Humor-free since 93. It's our little motto. Joy-free since 93. WFMU, why did you put that on a damn t-shirt? Joy-free since 93. Melody-free since 73. Oh, come on, that's a great t-shirt.
Okay.
Melody-free, I would buy that t-shirt.
I'm writing it down. Melody free since 73. Yeah. But Irwin played 3 hours of melodies today.
Well, mostly melodies.
Yeah.
Is that why you're going to fire him?
No, no. You weren't supposed to say anything.
He had a Beach Boy drummer on or something today.
Yeah, Dennis Dykin, WFMU DJ, former member of the Smithereens, friends with Brian Wilson, Beach Boys drummer.
Well, think of the stories he has. Well, think of the funny, funny, funny dementia stories he has. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we should get him in to tell funny, funny, funny Brian Wilson dementia stories.
Well, Brian Wilson doesn't have dementia.
The best kind. Well, he did.
No, he didn't.
You don't think Brian Wilson ever had dementia?
He had a lot of problems. Probably still does, but not dementia. I mean, he had drug problems. He was depressed.
Wait a minute.
He was over-medicated.
I've heard he often would be on stage and not know what song they were doing, and he was confused.
Yeah,
like
but that's
that.
Not dementia.
That's not dementia?
I mean, no, it's just like from his over-medication, probably. Hey, good news, though. Robert from the Bronx has called in with a dementia story. Robert, you're on the air.
Well, actually, it's two stories on the same theme. Apparently, it's a common occurrence among the demented, a common delusion that they have, that they're still working their last job.
Hmm.
And so this happened once with my friend Nancy, her father, who had been retired from working at Cadillac in, you know, Dearborn, Michigan, for quite some time. But would sometimes get up in the morning and maybe get halfway dressed somehow and prepare to go to work, sometimes out in the car. And one time, he actually made it halfway down the highway, found his car keys somehow, to, you know, which was quite a long drive, realized then finally, wait a minute, I'm not really still working there.
This is a really sad, Robert, this is a really sad story, but I know it's going to get funny, so go ahead.
Yes, because he got stuck in the snow. And, of course, getting stuck in the snow and needing the police or whoever is always inherently funny, you know, to get you out of it. And nobody died, right? And then the other thing is a few months ago, I phoned my friend.
Wait. We need a punchline. Don't we need a punchline for the first one?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I kind of my mind wandered.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
He's on to his second story.
He is? How was the first one?
It was very sad, actually. Very sad. Robert, is the second story funnier than the first one? Because the first one was just very sad.
Well, we're not even looking for funny stories. We've been looking for funny, funny, funny dementia stories.
It's funny because it's not you, you see.
Yeah.
So the other one.
Okay, Robert, we're going to pass on the second story, but thank you for the Cadillac story.
That's how you know, Kent. Say we have to go. My neighbor's wife has just been kidnapped.
Okay, I'm sorry. Has just been killed? No, kidnapped.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. We got to go. Neighbor's wife has been kidnapped. And Zane in New York, you're on the air.
Hi. My funny story is one of our uncles.
Mm-hmm.
He said when someone says hello to you, you say, what do you mean? Because you don't understand.
Wait, he doesn't understand the word hello?
No, they don't understand. No, oh, sorry, I messed it up. It's good morning, and they say, what do you mean?
Wait, you mean your uncle says, what do you mean, to good morning?
Yes.
So even something as innocuous as familiar as good morning sets him off.
Yes, he's very confused by good morning.
And then do you laugh, or can you control yourself and respond soberly?
Well, we think it's kind of funny because it's kind of like he's not that old,
yeah.
But it's funny for how old he is.
Right. Well, what you're supposed to do with Alzheimer's patients actually is just go with it. Whatever they say, don't try to correct them. Just go with it.
Like improv.
Yeah, exactly. So if he says, what do you mean? Then you say, oh, you're right. What
you're
am
right.
I talking
Apologize.
About?
I'm sorry I said good morning to you.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a good morning. Jeez.
So you're saying the rules of dementia and the rules of improv are very similar.
Yes. It's
you roll with each one.
The rule is yes and.
Correct. Well, hey, thanks, Zane.
Thank you, Zane.
What
thanks
a great call.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Can I tell my story now?
Yeah, go ahead. Looking for dementia stories.
No, we're not. We're looking for funny dementia stories. Is dementia the same as Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's is one form of dementia.
Well, my mother suffers from it.
From Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
It's very sad.
So she's... she has AIDS, and she needs help constantly. She can't really leave her nursing home because she can't find her way around or find her way back. Anyway, we had to she had some money in one bank account and had to be transferred to another bank account. Mm-hmm. So I called the bank and got a banker on the phone, and he wasn't authorized to do it without her giving permission. She had to authorize this transfer. So she got on the other line. So it was me on one line and my mother on line two and this banker. You know, we conferenced the calls together. And the banker said, now, Marcia, I have to confirm that it's really you. I'm going to ask you two security questions. And I'm on the other line. And then he actually warned me. He said, now, Andy, you can't prompt her or help her in any way. She has to answer these questions. Okay, so here's the... So I'm sitting there going, what are the odds? Maybe by some miracle, but two. So these
questions are hard these days.
The first question was, where do you live? That's the first question. So the question is, where do you live? My mother says this. Hold on. that's her response. Hold on. And then I'm on the other line going, oh, my God.
And you're not allowed.
I'm not allowed to say anything.
You're not allowed to help.
So then I hear her thinking for a while, talking to herself. And then she starts ruffling through papers because she's looking for an envelope.
That's smart.
Yeah. And then she goes, there's no papers there. So she goes to the next table. You hear her across the room ruffling through papers and talking to herself. And I'm on the other phone going, oh, my God. And then finally you hear her come back and she has found an envelope. And she reads the address correctly from the envelope. And the banker says, that's correct.
Yay.
And then he says, now here's the second question. And I'm on the phone going, oh, my God, by some miracle we got number one. How could she get two? So the second question was this. What is the name of your representative at Merrill Lynch that you deal with? And this is a guy my mother hasn't called in 3 years. But anyway, she knows his name. Off the top of her head, without missing a beat, you know, Henry Corcoran.
Wow.
And I say, oh, my God, because I just couldn't believe it. And then my mother was very offended. Why? You don't think I know my Merrill Lynch representative? Like, she was mad at me because I was surprised and delighted. So that's my funny, funny, funny dementia story.
I think it's merely funny, funny. I don't know that it's funny, funny, funny. But it's a good story.
But what is?
No, it's a good story.
Oh, you can go to hell.
I can't answer the security questions myself anymore.
Well, you write them down.
Well, no, because they don't let you do that. I went to the bank here to do some transfer or something for WFMU, and they asked me a security question. They said, what is your current bank balance? And I thought that they might answer that, so I had brought a printout with me. And I looked at the printout and told them the number. And they said, no, you have to know it from memory. You're not allowed to look at a piece of paper.
You have to know your number, your bank balance from memory?
Yeah. So they would not accept my correct answer because I had looked at a piece of paper.
Did you have to know your exact balance?
No. You know, approximate. Like, you know, I think they would have accepted it within $1,000 or something. And then they asked me a whole string of other questions that I just... I didn't know the answers to any of them. Like, what is the birthday of your co-signer?
Who's your co-signer?
Liz Berg. I didn't know.
You don't know your... She works with you all year. She's up there all year.
Yeah.
You spend more time with Liz Berg than you do your own wife. You don't know her birthday?
No.
Do you know my birthday?
Yeah.
You know my birthday?
Yeah, you know my birthday?
How would I possibly know your birthday?
Your birthday is March 3rd.
That's right.
You know my birthday?
Seriously, how would I possibly know that? There's no way.
Because I know yours.
But I'd have to care for me to know. I mean, there's no way.
I don't care. I don't care about your birthday. I just know it.
Wait, is your birthday in April?
Nope.
Hold on. I can do this.
Okay.
Is your birthday in March?
Nope.
Hold on.
Your birthday's in March.
That's right. I knew one of us was.
Yeah.
Is your birthday in December?
Nope.
Well, hold on. I'm not done. Let me... Wait. October.
Nope.
Hold on. I'm getting a vision now.
4 months down, 8 to go.
Hold on.
Phone number here if you have any dementia stories, by
your
the way.
Is your birthday in the summer?
Nope.
Hold on.
201-209-9368.
I'm keen to guess.
Is the phone number.
I feel like I'm getting closer.
Andy's guessing my birthday. He's doing great. We want to hear your dementia stories.
Is your birthday in the summer?
You just asked that. You just... listener Becky emailed...
That's someone who really doesn't care. Yeah?
Listener Becky emailed in a dementia story.
No, we got to talk to people.
This is a good one. She took care of her stepdad, who was in his 80s, for 3 years at home, and he had advanced dementia.
Oh, that's the funniest comment. Yeah.
And before they had round-the-clock care for him, he would contentedly sun himself in the front yard in the mornings while she was at work. But one day she came home, saw him sunning himself, except that he was completely without pants of any kind.
Yeah.
And then she went to find his pants.
Yeah.
She could not find his pants anywhere. They were not in the garbage. They were not in the recycling.
Where were the stepfather's pants?
Not in the laundry. She checked all the hidey holes.
Yeah.
What did he do with his pants?
It's almost like an episode of Probable Cause. Where it's the mystery of the stepfather's pants.
She never found the pants. It was an unresolved mystery, and he didn't know what happened to them either.
I wonder what happened to them.
All right, Michael, in South Brunswick, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. So here's my grandma's story. She had Alzheimer for over 25 years.
God bless her.
Call me Danny her whole life. One day, I fall asleep with the TV on, and I didn't realize that Armageddon was on. She believed everything she saw on TV was real.
Oh, no.
She, by the time I'd woken up, she had packed 3 suitcases, and she had found my car keys and then packed the car.
Wow.
She called up everyone she knew, saying goodbye.
I've never seen Armageddon. Does it have a lot of news broadcasts on it and stuff? That's what she saw?
Yeah. Everything she saw, she...
It's the meteor heading for Earth.
Too late to filter it.
That's the greatest thing I ever heard.
Well, thank you, Michael. That's funny, funny dementia story.
Thank you.
That's how you do it.
I can't top it.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
That's a perfect story.
Yeah, that was
he
great.
He fell asleep. Armageddon was on. He woke up. She had packed up the car. That's a perfect story.
And called all her friends to say goodbye. Pete in Connecticut, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, Pete.
We're doing great now that you called.
Okay. I have a story about my son that happened just last week.
Okay.
He's down in Florida. He was bouncing out of the hospital, a little altered, so he was in a rehab facility to kind of get a little stronger. Well, he had had a bad night and had something stuck in his head and said, I got to go out, got to find somebody. Well, he walked from his bed and somehow made it. He was having problems standing up, but made it to his wheelchair. Stood up and basically took off all his clothes and walked or rolled out his room into the hall and then out the building al natural.
Wow.
Wait, he was in a wheelchair naked?
Correct.
They're the best. They're the best. How far did he get?
I don't know. They kind of, all the nurses showed up the next morning kind of thing, so I don't know where he went, but he couldn't leave the grounds at least, fortunately.
Did they find his pants?
They never found,
found the pants.
So
you
somebody,
never do.
No, and they kind of switch pants, and other people get his pants. And,
so somewhere there's a pile of all these dementia patients' pants.
But someone, there's a second after this. Because he was the one who escaped, they then put a sensor into his wheelchair, so should he try and get out of the wheelchair, the alarm would go off.
Ah, very smart.
But I didn't know this. So I walk into the room, and he's sitting in a normal chair at the time. I sit in the wheelchair. And he needed me to do something a couple minutes later, so I stand up, and the alarm goes off.
Ah.
So I'm like, help, help, I'm stuck in a wheelchair, because I couldn't leave.
Because, I see, to keep the alarm from going off.
The alarm was going off. It's, beeping off and on. I couldn't get out. I had to sit back down just so
like,
the alarm wouldn't
go like
off.
It's like stepping on a landmine. You can't move once you
pretty much.
Fantastic story. Everything about that story is fantastic.
Thank you, Pete.
The lost pants, the landmine wheelchair.
Naked grandpa.
Naked grandpa.
Missing pants. Has everything.
Has everything you could want in a story.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
I think we're onto a winner this weekend.
Yeah.
I think we've stumbled blindly onto a really hot topic. This seems to...
A lot of good dementia stories out there.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
I was kind of worried about this. So, anyway, it's been great.
Calls are trickling in.
Is it 7 o'clock yet?
No, I wouldn't say the calls are pouring in. If you had trouble getting through before... Yeah,
this is a great time. If you had trouble getting to on a different station...
Yeah.
You can always try FMU. Hey, you know what we've never done is to see if I could fall asleep during the hour.
We've talked about that many times.
God, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Has any disc jockey ever just dozed off in the middle of his own show?
Of course.
It's happened?
It happens all the time.
On a call-in show? Not a music show?
Maybe not on a call-in show.
Come on, that would be your history. That'd be something.
You'd be faking it.
I would not be faking it. You'd hear me snoring. If I could bring a pillow in and you'd really let me curl up in the corner... And everyone talks very quietly.
And we could mic you?
Yeah. You'd hear me snoring. That would be history, man. Radio history. Falling asleep on his own show.
I'd be willing to give that a try.
You'd have to really be boring. You'd have to really be boring, Ken.
Only if...
Hey, tell me about your new business. Again, that would do it.
Yeah. Only if your wife, Beth, could give me a tape of you actually snoring.
So you could compare it?
So I could know.
You'll know that a you real really, snore. You can't you really fake were a real asleep. Snore.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You can't fake a real snore.
Sure you can.
Because you never hear a real snore. Because you're always sleeping. I've never heard me snoring, but everyone...
But you hear other people. I hear my wife snoring all the time.
I hear your wife snoring all
I
the
just,
time.
You and she hang out and snore together?
No, I'm in the closet or down the hall.
I know she's a loud snorer. When Beth wakes you up for snoring in the middle of the night, do you get angry at her?
No. I feel very embarrassed. Even in the middle of the night, even coming out of a deep sleep.
My wife gets angry at me.
She does? Why?
Yeah, because she denies that she was snoring.
Well, can't you record it? Don't you have any recording equipment get your hands on?
I have recorded it.
Hey, well, I'll bring... If Beth makes a recording of me snoring, would you make a copy of Hank snoring?
Yeah, absolutely. I might even have one on my phone right now.
I am... apparently, I'm so loud, I've woken up whole bunkhouses full of people.
Wow. Oh, and you're gonna hang out at bunkhouses in Germany.
I'm kind of dreading it.
Yeah.
You don't want to piss the Germans off.
Yeah, you're going into a youth hostel.
Yeah. A snoring Jew in a youth hostel.
Fantastic.
In Germany.
No, I don't have any of wife snoring recordings.
When I went with my son on an overnight with the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, I stayed awake all night.
Wow.
I was so embarrassed.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't want you to really, snore.
Jesus!
I didn't want to be the guy.
You
who
would not
snored.
Let yourself snore.
Well, I didn't want to. I knew if I fell asleep, I'd snore.
Wow, that was very considerate of you,
wasn't it?
All right, we have a couple
you
of.
You think I'd get a merit badge? A
couple of dementia stories. Mary in Greenville, you're on the air.
Hi,
Mary.
It's not Greenville. It's LaGreenville. But nevertheless, so my mother, bless her heart. She lived to be 100.
Uh-huh.
She spent 20 years with dementia, and she was...
I'm going to do it. I'm going to fall asleep.
Without dementia, she was a major doer, always moving. It was always strange to see my mother...
Do you have a pillow?
...still and resting. But, so we would have her to the house, and she would insist on helping, so I was making dinner one evening, she wanted to know what she could do, so I handed her the Italian bread and the butter, and I said, we're going to make some garlic bread. Would you please put butter all over this? And she said, oh, sure. So she put spoons, and I went back to the sink, and I turned around a little while later, and she was happily buttering the chopping block.
She was buttering the what?
The wooden chopping block.
The wooden chopping block.
Not the food, but the chopping block.
Right. Food for the chopping block.
Do you understand,
anyway,
Ken?
I want to ask you guys a quick question.
Okay, Mary.
Is there a reliable website that can cite places where if you want to do some funding for dementia? Besides the Alzheimer's Association, which I have nothing against, by the way, what are some other associations that people could help fund so that maybe things will move around a little bit faster.
That's a great question. I don't know. Andy, do you know, are there any great organizations that are trying to help dementia patients?
Well, I would have to say, I know, of course, of the Alzheimer's Association, but also WFMU.org with this show, I believe, is doing a great public service. If you want to contribute money to the cause, this might be a good place to start.
I'm not sure that's what Mary had in mind. But thank you, Mary. Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Well, you blew that one, Ken.
I did?
I had a check in the envelope ready to be sent.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, we're right. At 201-209-9368. Ken is taking calls. Ken is talking about funny dementia stories. I am going to try to do something that no one's ever done on a call-in show in the history of radio.
What's that, Ann?
I'm going to try to fall asleep live
that's
on the air.
Not
going to
work. All right, Ken in Hyde Park, you're on the air.
I think I can do it.
No, hi.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, my story goes like this.
Okay.
When we were kids, for different like birthday parties or holidays like Thanksgiving or whatever, one of my mom's uncles would come. And at some point, he would start saying, "Where's my hat?" And then 5 minutes later, Where's my hat?
Where's my hat? Every 5 minutes.
Like right next to him or in his hands or
he
something.
He could be holding the hat and he doesn't know where the hat is.
Yeah.
I do stuff like that.
Yeah.
One time I thought I lost my glasses and I went to the front desk at the gym and asked if anybody had handed in a pair of reading glasses with orange frames. And they said, "You mean like the kind on top of your head?"
A very similar thing happened to me once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, you don't believe me?
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you a very similar thing happened to me. That's all you need to know.
Tell me the story.
Ken, that pisses me off. If you don't trust me by this time, we've been together 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I am telling you something very similar happened. Let's just move on.
Try not to get so worked up. You're never going to fall asleep like this. Ken from Hyde Park, thanks for your call.
I bet I can.
Hey, is there a secret word today, by the way?
Oh, great question.
There is. We haven't come across it
yet. No, wait. What do you mean we haven't come across it? That's right, because listeners that have their loyalty cards want to know the secret word.
I'm waiting for the secret word to present itself.
You're waiting for an interesting word to be used? And
I am.
If you you write down the secret word on your loyalty card, and it's how you prove that you've heard the show, listen to 10 shows, you get a 10th show free. And our promise to you is that 10th show, that secret 10th show. An 11th show free.
Yeah.
Our promise is that that show will be better than this show.
Yes, absolutely. And this is the third week of the listener loyalty card.
Do you want to review what the other words?
No.
Oh, that would be a mistake.
We never give the words out again. In fact, sometimes people have emailed me after the show saying, "I listened to the whole show, but I missed the secret word. What is it?"
That's your impression of the listeners?
Yeah, I can't.
Emailing you?
I will
That's
not.
The voice you do?
That's the voice.
That's the voice of the listeners?
Yeah.
That's your go-to listener voice?
That's my listener imitation voice.
Yeah.
They seem very agitated.
Yeah, that's your agitated listening voice.
And they want me to tell them what the secret word was.
And what do you say to them?
I said, "I cannot do such a thing."
I'll tell me that story again. I swear to Christ I can fall asleep.
Okay, Andy.
Sometimes after the show.
So you start to fall asleep now.
Listeners call.
Sometimes.
They want to know.
After the show.
Oh, this is really going to work.
Listeners,
I need a pillow.
Listeners email me and say, "Hi, Ken.
Yeah.
I listened to the whole show."
This is perfect.
I must have missed the secret word.
Ken, you found your calling.
What is it?
Because a lot of people, they go to hospitals.
What is the secret word?
They don't want to use anesthesia. They're uncomfortable with the whole concept.
Please tell me.
Ken,
what is the secret word?
This is perfect.
And I tell them.
You're so boring.
I cannot tell you the secret
this
word.
Is deadly stuff.
Because that would be cheating.
I love that.
And I think to myself, why did they ask me? Why didn't they just go and listen to the archive? And this time, listen more carefully.
It's so boring.
Why didn't they just listen with their full attention?
Oh my God, it is like one of those.
You don't have
monotonous
to hear.
There's sleeping
our,
tapes.
And that is today's secret word. It's monotonous.
Is it?
That is today's secret word.
But no one can spell that word.
I just spelled it. Very easily. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
So that, wait, that's the secret word, and yes. Wait, you're not going to repeat it?
No, that's it. Done. Done and done. And if you have a WFMU, a 7-second delay listener loyalty card, send me a picture of yourself with it so I can include it in next week's email newsletter.
And will you describe the pictures so some of us could sleep?
Yes. Well, this week's picture was from listener Sean.
Is it really a picture?
Yeah. Who put his 7-second delay listener loyalty card next to his cat. Interestingly enough, his listener loyalty card was not filled out at all. It was blank.
This is the dumbest stuff you could ever talk. I'm
trying to put you to sleep. That's what you wanted me to do.
It's a waste of good airwaves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that the antenna actually is not shutting itself down.
When my son Harry was a kid and I used to read to him every night, I would try to get him to fall asleep, and I would sometimes try to read like that, the way I was just talking, to try to get him to fall asleep earlier.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, he was on to me.
Oh, you should have just sat there and described your new business venture. Audio, what is it?
Audio Electro.
Audience Electro, yeah.
Electrocardiogram.
That's gold. That's gold, baby.
Thank you. I'll send you the prospectus so that you can invest. Because I wanted to invest in your company. I wanted to invest in Uncle Andy Toys.
It doesn't always work that way.
Oh, you didn't want investors.
I didn't want to split the pot.
Yeah, you didn't want to share any.
Well, what do you get for $25,000? You get shares?
Yeah.
Is that a share per share? Is that one share?
No, you get basically a 33% discount on the shares at valuation.
Right.
Yeah, I can go into more detail on it. It's known as a convertible note. You're lending the company money, and you're being repaid with shares.
Is there a patent involved in this?
No patent. It's open source software.
How do you describe the company to people that care?
I'm not even going to tell you because I know you don't care. So I'm not going to give you the pleasure of...
When was the last time you gave pleasure? Sitting in that chair.
Phone number here, 201-209-9368.
Yeah, that's the phone number.
A mere 15 minutes away from Do It For Me with Sue Braun. One of the brand new talk shows here on WFMU.
That's a good title for a show.
That is a great title. It's a great new show. Do It For Me.
How would you describe that show?
It's a phone-in show where people actually call in.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Sue gets people to call in.
What does she do? What does she do differently than we do?
She listens to people.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Robert from the Bronx is on line one again. He's called back.
What does he want to talk about?
He told that very, very sad story about the guy in his Cadillac.
I didn't listen to
that. He probably has another sad story. So please give us a call at 201.
You're not going to pick up the phone?
I'm scared. I'm scared of Robert in the Bronx. 201-209-9368. Nick the Bard's doing a great job call screening. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Nick the Bard, the emotional center of the WFMU documentary Sex and Broadcasting. It is the Nick the Bard segment that drives people to tears.
Where can people see that documentary?
They have to wait for it to be released now. Now we're just waiting for it to be released.
Into theaters or pay-per-view or hopefully both? Oh,
both.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Line two, you are on the air.
Hey, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, hey, darling.
Hey, honey.
Hey, isn't this a fantastic show?
It's a fantastic show.
Can you believe I'm still on the air?
What? Huh?
Can you believe I'm still on the air? After all these years? No, I mean after 25 years of doing this.
The anniversary party.
Yes, we have a big anniversary coming up.
Party at Breckman's house, Madison, New Jersey.
Is it a happening thing? Oh, I missed like 15 minutes of the show because I had to go do something.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what you missed. I'll kind of summarize.
Yeah. You missed the secret word? But I can't tell you what it is. Beth, you have to tape Andy snoring for me.
Oh, okay. I had a snoring story and a dementia story. But Andy's heard both. Can I tell you, Ken? Is that okay?
Tell us the dementia story first.
Okay, the dementia story is I have a nephew who's gay, And he keeps coming out to his grandma, and his grandma is surprised every time he tells his grandma that he's gay.
Oh, man.
That is a great story. So
why does he keep doing it over and over again?
He loves to come. He loves to come out.
He loves to come out.
All right, now your snoring story.
Okay, so I had surgery this year, and I was under anesthesia and everything. And God bless Andy. He was by my side, and he's in the hospital room. And it's the thing that woke me up from the anesthesia, and I had to call the nurse on the buzzer to wake up Andy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you are under anesthesia.
That's snoring, baby. That's professional, hardcore, industrial strength.
Oh, man. Beth, you have to... Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
You should,
I'll
like,
record him.
Yeah.
Why would you... Wait. Okay, but you have to record your wife snoring.
I will. We're going to compare...
But I think Andy's going to win.
Yeah, we're going to compare Hank snoring to Andy snoring, and then this way I'll know if Andy's really asleep when we do the Andy falling asleep.
Well, but Bethy, Bethy, can't you confirm this, honey? Aren't I pretty good about you waking me up? And
yes, you're very sweet. You feel really bad.
I do.
Yeah, because when I wake Hank up with her snoring, Andy, she's mad at me.
People should call in with recipes, because Andy couldn't care less about recipes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean? Oh, I see. You mean to put me to sleep?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We'll do a recipe show.
That would work.
Yeah.
All right.
That would work.
Great idea. Thank you, Beth.
Sure. Take care. Bye, guys.
Bye, bye.
That's my girl. Look at that. She calls with two stories on point.
She's going to tape you snoring.
Got to tape me snoring.
Came up with the idea for the Andy falling asleep show.
She's going to take care of next week's show with my snoring, her snoring tape.
But I have to have snoring. I have to have a recording of you snoring so we really know.
I will be so embarrassed.
Oh, this is going to be great. Kathy in Rockaway, you're on the air.
You know, we could do snoring stories. People would.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hi.
Did you catch the show? Did you catch tonight's secret word?
I did.
All right.
Should I say it?
No, don't say it. It's four syllables.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Wait, why don't we all think it, though, at the same time?
Okay.
You,
four
me,
syllables.
And Kathy.
I'm going to clap it. I'm going to think it,
okay.
And I'm going to clap along to the syllables.
Okay. Is that it? That's how you say it? To that rhythm?
Yeah.
God, is that dumb. God, just when I think that's it, that's the bottom. You did it, Andy. You got to the bottom.
Oh, Andy. Andy.
My co-host starts clapping
gosh,
the syllables,
Andy,
of the secret word.
Things can always get worse. Haven't you learned that yet?
It's a lesson I learn every week.
So, Kathy, what's your dementia story?
Well, it's about my husband. He's 72.
Oh, God bless him.
So he was telling me that when I came home from shopping, that he was so proud that he had been walking around in the neighborhood and he found somebody had cleaned out their garden and he took all the ivy they were throwing away and he was going to plant it in the back of our yard. So then the first nice day, he's out there and he's digging, he's just really working up a sweat. And then he comes back in the house and he says to me, come on, I'm going to go water it. I want to show you. It's all beautiful. So I go out there with him in the watering can, and it was all plastic ivy.
Oh.
So you married an older man, and now you're dealing with his dementia. Let me just say something to my wife, Beth, my younger wife, Beth. Beth, you have just been visited by the ghost of Christmas future. That's
so
us,
sad.
Honey. That's you and me. I'll be in the back planting plastic ivy. Welcome to your life, darling. And I'll be happy, right? Your husband's happy and proud of the ivy, right?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Who's the winner and loser here? He's the winner.
Well, don't forget, the rule of dealing with Alzheimer's patients is it's like an improv thing. You have to go with it. So you have to water his plastic ivy. You have to comment on how well it's doing. You have to.
Well, I did tell him they were beautiful.
That's good.
That's great.
That's good. The last thing you want to do is correct him.
Just like I do with Ken.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Thank you.
By the way, Ken, you're doing great, and this is a great show, and this was a great idea for a show.
Thank you, Andy.
See how you do it, kids?
Yeah, it's great.
You don't correct them.
All right.
You let them think that they're
Andy,
that their ideas are all good ideas.
It's time to try to fall asleep again.
Okay.
It's Robert.
Don't do that voice. Oh, really,
Robert. Robert in the Bronx.
Yeah. You're on, be quiet, too.
Yeah, you're on the air, Robert.
Okay. Go ahead. A few years ago, in an assisted living center here in the Bronx, there was a woman who was looking for her son. Uh-huh. So she was calling everyone in the Bronx phone book
apparently with that name, which is a very common name, which also happens to be mine.
Robert.
She would call at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, sometimes, you know, a couple hours apart like that, having no idea, asking when I was going to visit her.
Wow.
Finally, I said I would, and I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw her in the dining room. She said, "You're not my son."
Oh, my God.
Why are you saying that you're my son?
Okay, Robert, when we talk about playing the improv game with Alzheimer's patients, you have to stop short of stalking behavior.
Unless Robert is named in some will in a couple of years.
That's
but
true.
But then I did talk to the staff, and they did contact her actual son.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So I tried to do it.
Because that's a lot of work to look for everybody in the phone book named Robert, because you're not organized by first name.
No. Robert Goodman. Very common.
I see. Who's looking for? Oh, man.
She just called a different Robert
Goodman. Called
every
Robert Goodman.
Boy, you're such a mensch. Oh, my God, you're going to heaven.
That was very nice of you, Robert.
How can I get into heaven? Can I get into heaven as your plus
Thanks.
One?
You talking to Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hung up on him, but he said yes.
So I can get into heaven or hell, because I'm your plus one in hell, right, Ken?
You are.
I'm your guest?
Yes.
I bet you know everybody there.
But you're not on the will call list. You have to have the pass. They don't have no will call lists in hell. Phone number here if you have a dementia story, 201-209-9368. Next week, it's Andy falling asleep, and we're asking for your calls about recipes.
Hi, welcome to hell. Are you on the list? I'm not sure. I was the station manager at WFMU. Oh, right this way, sir. The VIP room is right over here to the left, sir.
Thank you. Doing a great job here.
Not half as good as you did, sir, back on Earth.
Here you go. This is for you. Thank you, sir. Don't mention it.
Ken in hell. Ken is the VIP in hell. Anything we can get for you, Ken?
Oh, I'll take some...
milkshake?
Just some ice water, tap water, please.
Vanilla milkshake. Yeah. So this has been a great show, Ken.
Yep, do Start it for me, finish. Coming up. Do it for me, coming right up in 6 minutes with Sue Braun. You can keep calling at 201-209-9368. Sue's going to have a much better topic than we have. Our topic, of course, dementia. Funny, funny, funny dementia stories. Thank you to Nick the Bard tonight for call screening. Thank you to Veronica for helping with the email newsletter.
Next week we'll be snoring.
Right, next week snoring. As long as you come in with a recording of you snoring. I need that verification.
Wait, I bet there are lots of wives out there with recordings of their husband snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll bet we can get a lot of calls. Wait, let's hear one. We have 5 minutes. Let's just hear one.
Well, nobody's going to...
As a sample. No, they can do it. People have it on their iPhones. If you, by any chance, have a recording of your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend snoring, I'd like to hear it just as a sample, just as a taste of what next week's show might be.
I don't think most people
I'll bet you right now, seriously, $10.
Okay, $10.
Put it on the table.
$10.
$10. Put it on the table. Someone will call with a recording. Oh, let me hear this. This is the favorite part of any bet with Ken. The excuse.
My wallet is upstairs.
I love it. Yeah. Come on, $10.
And my wallet's upstairs. I'm good for it.
All right, wait. I only have 20.
It's 6:56.
Come on, we have 4 minutes.
4 minutes to go.
201-209-9368. I just bet Ken. Oh, we should do this every week. Come up with crazy things that I bet people have available. I just bet Ken that some listener will have a recording of their loved one snoring. 201-209-9368. Nick, put them right through, Nikki. See, I've only got 3 minutes.
I've recorded my wife snoring, and I don't even have...
Somebody will have it on their iPhone. 201-209-9368.
Oh, wait. I have a couple of untitled ones here. What are these?
Wait. Well, now, if you have it, do I win the $10?
No.
Oh, come on. 201-209-9368. Somebody recorded their wife or husband snoring. Oh, my God. Please. I'll split the 10 bucks with you. I'll buy you two milkshakes. That's two milkshakes at Shake Shack.
Let's see. I have Untitled 2.
Two $5 milkshakes. What movie had a whole exchange about $5 milkshakes?
Tonight, a classic encore episode of 7 Seconds.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay. 201-209-9368. Come on, kids. Bail me out here. I've got $10 on the table.
Here's Untitled 3.
Could that be your wife snoring?
No, it's another intro to 7 Second Delay.
Why do you record those?
Because sometimes I have to record intros for reruns.
201-209-9368. I am begging you to pick up the phone if you have a recording of your wife or girlfriend snoring or boyfriend.
I have this insane guy at the gym who I recorded without his permission.
Well, you can't play it.
Sports psycho. Oh, I can play it.
Okay, let's hear that.
No, it's not that interesting.
Oh, I'm going to lose $10. 201-209-9368.
I have recordings of a dog that was making funny noises, but it really didn't make very funny noises.
Those are all things on your phone. Let's hear that.
Yeah. This is a dog named Romy. Belongs to my sister-in-law.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is great, Ken. 201-209-9368. And you can join us here every week. My name's Andy. My friend Ken is sort of an anomaly, a medical anomaly, born without a personality. You know how you and your family, they were born with a personality?
All right. Looks like I'm coming away from this show $10.
No. We got a call. Come on, Ken. Put him on. Nick, just put him through. Come on, Ken.
Okay.
Oh, this is sweet. 201-209-9368. Do you have a recording ready to go?
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to hear it, though. I can play it on my phone.
Is it you or your wife? I mean, is it your wife?
It's my girlfriend.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Oh,
hold the speaker right up to the phone. I don't hear nothing. This is WFMU. WFMU East Orange.
Have faith, buddy. Have faith, my friend.
WMFU Mount Hope. Online at WFMU.org.
Hold on. Crank up the volume.
Volume's all the way up in Rockland County at 91.
You hear it now?
No.
No, crank it up, buddy.
I don't hear nothing.
Shh.
Thanks.
Turn up the volume. Hold the...
Oh, I heard something.
I'm not hearing a thing.
This is like searching for extraterrestrial life.
Yeah, I'm just not hearing a thing. I'm sorry, Andy.
Don't I get credit for his call?
No.
He tried?
I didn't hear anything.
But I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
I thought I did.
But you didn't.
You know,
well,
I did.
Thanks,
wait
caller.
A minute. I did. I'm going to say I did.
There's a tape.
We
can go back and listen.
I thought I heard something.
There was nothing there.
But you didn't.
There was nothing there. I don't doubt maybe he was trying to play it back, but I didn't.
I don't get credit for that.
I was able to play back noises from my phone. Hey, stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue Braun. This has been 7 Second Delay. We'll be back next Wednesday night at 6 p.m.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. It's tapes of people snoring.
Like a total nightmare being back to back with Ken and Andy. First of all, it's like soupy balls in here in Studio A. Unbelievable. I mean, so much spilkis these two have. I mean, I'm like drowning in here. It's ridiculous. Hey, welcome to the show. This is DIFM, short for Do It For Me with Sue Braun. That would be the me, and do it for me. I'm going on the playlist now, which is located at WFMU.org. And I'm going to create an area where you can put it, can put some comments in. All right, here we go. Do it, do it. Do it. All right. That bit of typing is going to set the whole thing in motion. But apparently not the air conditioning, which is not in motion at all. In fact, everything's at a complete standstill. Thank you. How was your week? I didn't really work this week. I Ubered. That's my other thing that I do. I am an Uber driver, always meeting just the worst people. But I was lucky this week because I was driving around Martin Luther King Boulevard in Newark, and I got alerted on my Uber radar that a gentleman by the name of Pootie Tang MacArthur needed a ride. So, what could I do? The brakes went a screech, and I turned around right on Irvine Turner Avenue and picked that gentleman and his crew up. First stop, the liquor store. Waited on the side with my blinker on, and he went to get his brews. Then drove him off to a party, which was in the middle of the week at like 2 p.m. or something. So, you know, some folks really know how to live. I'm trying. I want a better life for myself. And besides handing out food samples at the big box retail store. Nick the Bard, by the way, is call screening. He's here. He's still here after a 7-second delay. I would like to have a relationship with Nick the Bard where he can say, hey, I'm going to be at the radio station call screening for Do It For Me, as opposed to saying, hey, Sue, I'm already at WFMU. Call screening for 7-second delay. So, yeah, I'll be there. I want to reverse this whole thing. Put it in my favor. You see, Nick will be even DIFMing even more, doing it for me more and more and more. Folks, this show is just getting off the ground. This is week two, not that I'm counting, of this program. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. WFMU. We're going to take this show to heights probably thought of before, but entirely blocked by management. So that's why I've hired an intermediary. That's right, an intermediary between myself and the powers that be, because I just don't understand the rules very well. I'm not entirely capable in a lot of departments, and so it's better to have a mouthpiece. And so...